think about it. You know, I haven't even thought about it, but depending on how I'm feeling tomorrow, listen to my body. Like I said, be smart.
Where do you think your conditioning is right now?
I think it's pretty good. Still haven't, in the fourth quarter, really taken over like I wanted to, but I know it's going to be there soon.
Is that conditioning or is that just...
No, I'm just getting the feel for the game. Playing with guys for like the whole thing on. We got numerous of guys on the team that can really take care of the game or hold their own in the game, and that's big.
How big was Powell tonight in keeping it competitive? What has he generally meant to the team this season?
Huge, man. Powell, he made a great contribution, especially with the way he played and the way that he, how skilled he is.
What'd you see in the pick and roll with you and Powell, especially in the two overtime periods?
Kind of unstoppable. It's just that we just got to do it more and not wait till the end.
You actively trying to be more of a distributor, you know, towards the end of games when you see Powell, when you see Jimmy taking off like that offensively?
Yeah. My role is to just get the feel for the game and try to dictate that by how I'm feeling and how the game is going.
How much does it help the fact that they've sort of taken off this year, though, with Jimmy?
It's huge, man. It's huge. Especially when you got talented players like them. Take the load. We're a deep team, so I don't got that much on my shoulders this year.
How'd you feel like you played defensively?
I felt like I played fine. Guys that I stuck. Did they get their average?
Average 109.
Trust me, I'm fine. I'm talking about my guy who I was sticking. Just trying to take it easy. My body feels great. Conditioning-wise, I'm great, so I'm not worried about that.
When you look at that game, I mean, I know you guys lost, but do you step back and appreciate it a little bit?
Or I appreciate
look
every at the, game. At every the positives? Game. Get the positive out of everything and just learn from it.
Does that game show they're one of the best teams in the West, so does that
show
how you stack up a little bit, or what do you think?
Stack up. It was just fun playing against them. They're a great team. We both got fight. They just got the best of us tonight.
Did you think when you hit that three at the end of regulation, you know, it looked like you guys had a margin at that point might be enough to win the game?
About
a minute and a half left, about that three. I think
it
was 105.
Almost every time we went up, we always felt like we had the game. But they're a great team, and they always made adjustments, and they played to the end.
This was a game you guys really fought back on. I think you trailed all the way second quarter, third quarter, into the kind of late in the fourth.
Late fourth, yeah.
What do you feel you guys did well to get back in that game?
Defense. Our biggest thing is defense. If we don't play defense, it's going to be tough. So offensively, we're fine. It's just that we just got to communicate on the defensive end.
Look like you've got, you know, like going pick and roll with Powell, made a couple of shots. Is that the kind of stuff you guys were trying to run, get Powell with their shots?
I'm mad that we ran it late, but hopefully next game or whenever, me and him get it going a little bit earlier.
Even though the result turned out, I mean, do you guys enjoy being in a game like this?
It's experience, learn experience. Every game, even the ones that we lose, like tonight, learn experience. It's just going to make you sharp. For the next time, it's our first overtime game. Two overtimes. So we know as a team we do a lot better, and we know what areas we could do a lot better.
But you weren't exactly trying to bank that one.
No, I wasn't trying to bank it at all. I thought it was actually it was going to go straight in, but hit glass first.
Did you think you had a shot for the last win in the second overtime?
Do
you think you had a chance with that one, or is it just
I stumbled a little bit on my feet. My feet stumbled a little bit, and I didn't like the way that he ran out on me. I thought that he was just going to swipe, but he ran past me a little bit, and I didn't know what he was going to do. I reacted the wrong way.
Obvious play to talk about is with Kirk. I mean, he usually doesn't do things like that. He's usually a heads up defensive player. What happened?
To me, it was my fault because we wanted to take the foul, and I wasn't clear enough about how and where. You know, obviously we wanted to take it in the backcourt. They're out of timeouts, but that's it gets tricky as they get into the scoring area if guys facing you. So. That's my fault. My fault.
Bob, I know you have the right to change your mind tomorrow, but tonight do you expect Al, Derek, and Joe to play tomorrow in Charlotte?
We'll see why not. We'll see how they feel tomorrow.
Joe looked like he recovered from that little tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he felt fine.
Was it his ankle?
Ankle, yeah.
What'd you think of Derek? I mean, obviously, wasn't that accurate from three. Hit the clutch one that descended to the double overtime, but 10 assists, 7 turnovers, kind of like real good, and then some spots were real bad.
Yeah, he's just going to have to work his way through things. You know, some good plays, some tough plays. You have to give them credit. You know, we got disjointed in the second quarter in Joe's foul trouble. And Taj not playing, and you know we have to Jimmy in our group ready when Jimmy's at the four, you know, so that hurt us. I thought our guys fought back. You know, the second quarter we got in a big hole, we dug out of it, we put ourselves in position to win, and then we didn't close out.
They're obviously a great offensive team. Did a ton of damage tonight from three. Did you think your rotations were good, or are they just such a good ball movement team?
Yeah, you know, and they do spread you out. And, I want to look at the film. I thought we overhelped in certain situations, things that we can clean up. But overall, you know, I thought the rebounding was good. I thought we challenged shots. As I said, the big thing is you have to find a way to win, and we didn't. But I love how we did fight back, and the end of the game. I think the more Joakim and Joe and Derek play, and with the entire group, you know, the better your chemistry is too. So we need work.
They obviously shot the ball well from three. Do you feel like you gave up a lot of penetration and they were able to get those threes?
Yeah, well, it was a compilation. You know, some in transition, some pick and roll, some just penetration. But that's part of, to have all the point guards and guys who can put it on the floor, then you put them in a play with Nowitzki, it puts enormous pressure on you, and then it doesn't end there. It requires you to make a second, third, and fourth effort. So you have to remain disciplined throughout. You know, you have to have control. You have to have the ability to read the ball correctly. And then oftentimes you're going to be put in a help and recover situation. And you have to be moving on the flight of the ball to get there. So in some of those situations, I felt we were a step behind. But some of them were challenged well, and they made. You have to give them credit.
What was your impression of Powell tonight, especially how you ran the offense, throwing late a lot?
Yeah, Powell's having a terrific season. You know, he's doing a little bit of everything. His rebounding's fantastic. You know, having a guy who can score the way he can is a big plus for the team. So, he's played well.
Do you get the sense that he's sort of renewed that he had here after
you never know. Like he was banged up in LA, and he had some great years in LA too, his championship year. So, but I thought this summer he had a great summer, and then I thought he came into camp in great shape. So, I think when you find the conditioning component of a player when he's in great shape and he practices hard and he concentrates well, he's going to perform well, particularly a player of his stature. You know, he's got a lot of talent.
What did you think the issue was with Derek's turnovers?
Probably a little bit of everything. You know, I think that the more he plays, the better his conditioning will be, and that'll help. And then you have to remember, he's reading defenses, he's getting used to new teammates. There's a lot going on. He's just got to keep, grinding away, put as much as he can into each and every day, keep moving forward.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Stephen. Yeah. Thanks, Stephen.